Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing quality.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. I'm going to do the introduction now, everyone. This is going to be carnage. Welcome to Staying Red.
Don't laugh, then. Don't laugh.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest of brothers and pals by blood and flesh.
We haven't got a pig in the studio. That's Anna Williamson, who will be coming up later. So don't think we're recording this one from a farmyard.
I didn't know.
Anna's just turned up and had two sips of beer. I will be swearing. If you don't like that, go f*** yourself. There'll also be quite a lot of drinking by the looks of it, because our two guests are fucked already. They've been here 15 minutes. Next bit.
You can catch us on the socials every single Friday if you want to watch us on YouTube at Staying Relevant Podcast, or you can listen to us every single Monday wherever you get your podcast. And we have Instagram and TikTok at Staying Relevant. You see all our extra bits, all of our little clips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
I think follow, subscribe, do all that fucking shit.
Oh, leave comments. We love it when you leave reviews.
Put your hand down. You're not fucking waving in a plane.
Sorry. But we do really like it because we get quite a few reviews and it's great.
All right. Are you done?
Yeah.
Excellent. Should we move on?
Yes.
So if you haven't guessed, we have got Anna Williamson and Louisa Zisman here from Luana,
Hello.
The podcast.
We're so happy to be here.
Can I just say, I'm having a really weird out-of-body experience. I've just sat here. I'm literally, like, Louisa and I live in this bubble, right, where we don't really come out of our bubble ever. We just, like, weirdly...
Why have you gone so pop?
I don't know. I was just thinking that.
Yes, come on, bring it in.
You know when people get drunk and it comes out?
And then I'm sitting here looking at you boys thinking, like, some weird sort of professor Winston, like, I weirdly co-created you, as we know, and I'm just thinking, weird, my
you
life
was co-created. Well,
when they came
she's not our mother.
Yeah.
Oh, you were on it together.
They're our best love story we ever created. I'm just sort of
you're like, I'm
weirdly
really fucking
proud.
Good. That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, basically, the whole me and Sam thing pretty much came from you. You're our TV mother.
Yeah, I know.
Way,
I mean,
which is a horrible
funny.
Thing to tell you because you look younger than both of us.
It was actually... There was...
Especially after all that Botox you've had recently, as we've all been discussing.
Oh, no.
Look fucking fabulous. You should give her the number because she looks rough as shit. But you look great.
By the way, Louisa, that's flirting, by the way.
That's so rude.
No, it's flirting.
It's okay. We were talking about your penis on our podcast recently, actually, Pete.
Well, did you enjoy it?
Yes, I was.
Actually, she did talk. She gave actually, this is not even a lie. She did give a critique on your penis.
I've never seen it, so it's not accurate.
Well, how can you critique my cock if you haven't seen it?
I think because you've told me that you have very big balls.
Yeah.
And thinking about your penis and balls, or like you say, it always feels like a weird line that we never cross. We never cross a line.
I was like, I'm happy to cross it.
So I did. I think we pontificated around your having big balls. You were like, well, you went for it. I didn't want to hear about your knob.
Me and you have spoke. Me, you, and Paul have spoken about my cock.
Oh, we
before.
Have actually.
Yeah.
It's
quite. Yeah. Oh yes, we did.
It was on one of the series of Slibs Go Dating.
Yeah. We established that between Gary, Lucy, and Pete, that Pete has the bigger willy.
No way. Yeah, but he's all bollocks. No way.
Yeah. Apparently
so. Yeah. Well, how's your...
I mean, Gary Lucy's hardly looks like it's going to be big.
Oh, well, God. Apparently it is, because he gets out on the full Monty. Yeah. So it has been seen.
Yeah. Have you seen it, Pete?
He's got a piece on him, Gary.
Really? Yeah. Can I just say one thing quickly? Because
it's your podcast.
I did say at the start, Annie, you do look so lovely.
Thank you,
darling. And there was a moment where, because you know when it came out, Louise, you look lovely too. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
It came out.
I'm not coming again.
When you basically made us and you birthed us, right?
I did. Out of my vagine.
When I saw Anna just now, she manoeuvred me onto her lap. Yeah. Like I've never been manoeuvred before. She literally went, come here, darling, and twisted me round, and I found myself sat on her lap. And it was the comfiest thing I've ever done in my life. And I was like,
the gunt is quite comfy.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it like that.
The fupa. Oh, that is... The padding of the fupa.
Oh, that is fupa?
Fatty upper pussy area.
Oh, God.
The upper pussy area.
It's
we
called
have
a
taught
fupa.
You something.
Yeah.
It's a fupa. The Americans call it a fupa.
Fatty
upper
pussy area. Area. It's a gunt in the UK.
English people call it a gunt.
I just love the way Anna turned really posh. I really like that. And it's fine though.
Do you know what it is?
Posh.
I think it's because weirdly. Oh yeah, it's just being fun of you boys.
I think most of the people that listen to our podcast have been quite excited about you two coming on.
Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter about it.
No, we've had that as well. Like,
but our listeners,
like, awesome. Yeah, people seem to like that.
They do. They do seem to say that you guys are like the male version of us, and that's such a lovely compliment.
Yeah, no, we should do.
But which ones? I presume that me and you.
I
presume that you two
are. I think it's just because you're blonde and we're brunette.
I think it's because we're dickheads and they're nice.
Yeah. I think it's because you're saucy and spicy and Sam and I are just a bit over
mild.
Keen.
So basically we're extra hot and you're like lemon and herb. Is that what we're going with? We've got lemon and herb and extra hot.
Do you know what we should do? We should do
a live
podcast. Oh my
God, we said that recently as well.
We should do a live podcast together.
Yeah,
no, don't try and jump on their bandwagon. Yeah. We'll get to their tours.
Sold out, thanks.
Babe. Oh, we're too scared to do one yet.
And no, Louisa, I haven't seen you since. You haven't thanked me for my part in your tour.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Pete did message me. He went, but can I just actually say,
I'm so ungrateful.
No, but I also felt a bit bad. So, do your listeners know about this?
Well, so basically,
I don't even know. About
okay, so Luana do a tour, and so
we were in Cyprus. Yeah,
we were in Cyprus, and Anna says, "Can you just do a quick video?" For Louise, she didn't say what it was actually.
You were actually really pissed off that day because filming had really overrun, and I was like, I'm sorry to be that annoying friend. Yeah.
Shocked that Pete
pissed
off.
Could you just give me what your confession is for my little podcast tour? And you're like, fine, I'll do it now.
You didn't say it was for the tour. You just said it for the podcast.
Oh,
you didn't say it was for a fucking tour. So anyway, I've done a little confession, and I didn't really know what to say. What did I say? I really want to fuck you.
I remember exactly what you said.
You went, want to sleep with Louisa.
You said, my confession is, I really want to fuck Louisa Zisman.
Can we just say, 2,500 women in the London Palladium went
mental whenever that came out.
Like, oh my God!
I assumed it would be a little video for one of the episodes of a podcast. I didn't realise it was going to be played at the London Palladium in front of 2,500 women three times, including your husband who was there.
All three times he came.
This is basically a date, and we're friends who've set them up.
No, you just called
me your mum, so that's just a bit weird.
I was going to say something really rogue then that would have gone in the vault. Talking about the vault, okay, you need one of these.
Yeah, stuff that can't be
said. So we have a vault. Which means basically anything that I say...
Memory stick.
...to stop me getting cancelled...
Mm. I don't care if I get cancelled.
Yeah, I do.
Well, of course.
She's in the ring on her finger, mate.
I was just about to say...
she's not hard up. She's fine.
Sam, how do you feel about not being the richest person in the room?
Pete seems to think I've got a trust fund, which
is it a struggle?
Do you not?
No,
I don't.
I
assume that.
Yeah.
I just think all those made in Chelsea people, trust fund.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you feel? Do you feel a little bit intimidated by the fact that she...
No, what I would really like I would die if I got this.
Go on.
If you would invite me and Pete onto one of your birthdays where you go abroad and go and send it on a yacht, I would absolutely die.
I mean, that went in the vault. I'm just going to point out...
Most of that trip went in the vault.
Is there a chance
we were like,
we
it's too No.
Oh. No.
That was quick.
I have to apologise because every guest that we get on, Sam tries to invite himself out on nights out with them.
That's okay.
I would love a night out with you.
I would absolutely die.
Shall we do it?
Yes.
Should we invite them or not invite them?
No, I think we should go on our own.
Let's go on our own, babe.
Yeah.
I only really like going to the arts club now.
So do I at Dover Street. Love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little Leo's a bit of people.
Let's do
I'm
it.
A member
we'll just stay in Harlow.
We've got the pub.
Yeah.
I'm not a member of Annabelle.
I'll bring you in.
Okay,
it's fine.
Great.
You're not a member of Annabelle.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
You fucking liar.
I got chucked out.
Fucking member of Annabelle.
I got chucked out.
They wouldn't have me.
They shut me out. No, I got in and then I got my membership.
And they kicked you out.
And then they went, you're not the kind of person we want.
Oh, Sam, no.
And then, in there, though.
And then a week later, Gemma fucking Collins is in there.
Oh, wow.
Livid.
Yeah, I'd be quite livid about that.
We've got questions here.
Oh, go on, you've prepped everything.
We're not going to use them.
This is exciting. This is way more posh than our podcast.
Ours is just... Oh, I just burped. Sorry.
I fart sometimes.
Oh,
it's fine.
My good God.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird.
No, sorry. Can I just show you
something? I thought you were going to throw it at me.
I can't believe you're going to do this.
This is Anna.
I can't believe you're going to do this.
You're not going to show us Anna's vagina, are you?
No, but you can see.
I wouldn't look out of respect.
Thank you,
Sam. This is Anna yesterday.
Respect your elders, Sam.
Yeah.
Yesterday. She
sends this. Privately to Louisa.
You're welcome.
Oh, fucking hell. It was like a gunshot. Well done.
Short and sweet.
Well done. Pete hates that, by the way. He hates
so I fanny farted the alphabet back.
You did what?
I didn't really.
She messaged me back.
But do you know what is amazing about that?
I used to be able to do that.
Weren't that surprised?
Yeah, neither was I. You know when I said no, you did not? That was almost a formality.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
So, Anna, you saw us at Celebs Go Dating for the first time ever. And
I did. It's the first time I met. Do you know what? You and also you boys were my very first day. Of my very first series as Let's Go Dating.
Really?
And I remember being so nervous because it was my first day on the first job because obviously I'm next to Paul. I didn't know Paul at that time. You boys were there and you know what? It was so lovely.
Anna, the first person, the first client that you had and met was me. I was the first to walk in.
Yeah.
So I was the first person you met on your whole Celebs Go Dating journey.
And the last. Since then.
And the last because he's still there.
You know what? My agent was like, you should get this new job on Celebs Go Dating. You'd be great. And we'd just started our podcast and unbeknownst to either of us, we both kind of went for that job.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You went for
Louisa
that job.
Louisa got
well,
put up for it.
Well, I just got put up for it. Yeah. I would have been crap. Imagine me. I would have been like, pull yourself together, you fucking weak twat.
100%.
I could have done with a bit of that, actually.
Yeah, everybody needs a bit of that in their life.
I've just come off the back, actually, of a breakup, and I'd come in, and the best thing about Celebs Go Dating is it's like free therapy.
Mm.
You go in, they give you that whole little deep dive, and it was lovely, and then
I
remember...
embarrassing, though, on TV. Surely you got enough money to do it privately.
Louisa, he does do it privately as well.
Yeah. It's a double. We get it to double up twice a week. Why not?
But despite Sam being very rich, not as rich as you, he's also tight as fuck.
I'm so tight. No, but I'm not tight.
I am tight.
I pay for all of our dinners, all of our lunches, unless you tell me you're not. I'm not allowed.
Anna, do you believe that? You know us both.
You are very generous. But to be fair, I haven't been out with Sam as much as you to know how generous Sam is. You know,
I'm so looking forward to you paying for our night out.
Done. Deal. You know what's funny, though? Pete, right?
Sam looks genuinely really upset.
I am, because he says it all the time. Because he literally wrestles me so he can pay.
Oh, hon.
And I'm
that's
literally
because he's like the alpha.
Yeah, he has to be like that, doesn't he?
He'll be like, I paid for your dinner, now I'm paying.
Louisa.
I bought this.
I'll be honest with you. I feel like that slipped off your tongue a little bit too easy there, as if that may be something you have said before.
Now I'm pegging.
Judging by the no response, I also think that is definitely something you've said before.
She also went deeper. Now I'm.
So that's where we met Anna for the first time.
Yeah.
I think the first time I met you was years ago. I think we've discussed this before.
Pegging.
No, you were hosting the Porn Awards and the.
Stop it!
And a girl that I was with had won an award, so I met you that night, Spearmint Rhino.
Who are you with?
It doesn't matter.
So that was Russell Kane.
Yeah.
He's a very dear friend of mine, too.
Russell. Can we rewind for people who don't have a clue what the fuck you're talking about? So, quickly, what are the Porn Awards?
Listen, take a guess.
Well, no, I know they're about porn, but as in, like, are you watching the
best
category?
Best blowjob. What are the
best blowjob?
Not
best female performer, best male performer, best scene. They might have done a special achievement award. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, they did. win.
Yeah.
Like a lifetime achievement award at the Oscars.
What, like a 90-year-old comes in and goes, I'm in the Hall of Fame. Induction into the Hall of Fame. You got, wait, Sticky Vicky comes up and takes the award.
Yeah.
Look, sex is good. I'm very positive.
My only question is, do you watch? So if they go, right.
Well, I was obviously watching because I was with the performer.
No, but do they put the scenes on the... I think that
that's what
do.
I'm saying. If it's like Pirates R Us, right, and it's like one of them sort of like... And it's one of those sort of like knockoffs where it's like they use Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's a porno. Do they show of that to the whole audience? And do you all go...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
don't believe that.
Clap the penis.
Listen, it's
there's
true.
No way.
Hold on.
Put it up in Spearmint Rhino.
And why would you not believe that? The porn awards are held at a strip club full of performers. They're not going to be surprised by, oh, God, look at that cum shot.
Exactly.
It's not like the fucking NTAs, is it? Yeah. Where everyone sits there and goes, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
everyone there is in porn or about porn or loves porn.
Yeah. I've got my last question. So
I wore a tartan suit.
So
I can't remember what I wore.
Quick question. When you went, were you aware that it was something that you like? Was this like a good event to go to?
No, I got paid to host it.
Oh, you just went?
Well, I had to go.
Why?
Because I was with dating.
What did she win, Pete?
I can't remember.
Did she win?
Fucking hell. I think she won something.
Best masturbate?
No, I don't know what it was.
Mm. I'm just looking at these questions and it's so funny because they are so professional.
I love professional.
No, we don't.
My question was going to be, when did you know that me and Pete were going to be best friends?
Oh, that is a good question.
Louisa, please.
I knew, actually.
It's like a Care Bear.
I can't.
You are like a Care Bear,
he's
isn't
adorable.
He? He's like a
he's
Care Bear.
Just adorable.
Like that little green Care Bear.
But you're both adorable.
What is a fucking Care Bear?
It's a kid's toy.
It's a fluffy, lovely bear.
That they just like hug people.
It's lovely.
You squeeze it.
Yeah.
All friendly. Does it go, I love you?
I can actually answer this question.
Thank you.
Because
save me.
I would say it was about a third into the series and you'd gone on a shocking date. And we knew you were a bit bruised, as you know, from a breakup. And then Pete came in and for all of that bravado, a bit like you, Lou, there's a lovely little marshmallow in there, which he hates talking about. And Pete had your back. And one thing as we know about Pete is that he's a protector and he's an alpha, and he saw that you were having a bit of a rough time and he came to support you, and that is when we knew that actually this is a lovely relationship.
I'd like to add 6 years later, the fucker won't leave me alone.
I'd like to add to that though, just for Louisa, because I know that you're sort of like you're following our journey as best friends from sort of like conception to
Louisa couldn't give a fuck about her journey.
No, she does, she gives a shit.
I'm looking at her eyes, she doesn't give a shit.
So basically there was a moment, because Anna was there, she saw it, there was a moment where we did speed dating.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm a terrible friend and I've never watched Celebs Go Dating.
That is bad.
No, so, that's, but I'll that's tell a you. Sign of it. She doesn't need any more of me.
I've never watched it. So, we go speed dating, right? Yeah. And I think that I'm doing quite well. And don't you? I genuinely do. I'm sitting there, life's good. Like, this girl is opposite me. She's giving me all the green lights, like all the green flags.
What are the green
so
lights?
So, she's sitting there being like, I can see myself going on a date with you. Like, you're a good looking guy, which is quite nice
that's
for me to
nice.
Hear. And, well, I don't normally hear that.
You are a good looking guy.
Lovely, fish that one in. And
Louise has always said that about you. She's always said what a handsome guy you are.
I think you're very handsome.
Do you know what? It's an average penis as well. It's not like
normal.
Whoa.
I think you're raw.
Yeah. But you'd rather
marry
me.
Do you like it raw?
Oh, you'll marry in your shag, yeah.
Oh, excellent. All right, fine. I'll happily take that.
No, I will.
Shag, marry, avoid. Okay, your shag, marry?
Yeah, go on.
But.
You're very good for ADHD. I feel like you're dying.
She has it as well.
You know what? I'm really trying.
Try.
And like,
I'm crunching up my cards. I've got a really strong
grip. Everyone respect Sam Thompson, please.
Be quiet.
So.
Samuel, have that moment.
So, basically, I'm at this... Don't laugh at me. I'm at this speed dating round, right? And I think it's going really well. And she'd basically been like, I think you're my type. I want to go on a date with you.
Mm.
Like, I would have been fine with that, to be honest. Pete then turns round halfway through, and I've already locked off this next girl who comes from, like, this other one who's talking to Pete. She's mine. Like, I know that we're going to get along really, really well. She told me some really nice stuff. Pete.
I think you missed a bit. So after he went on the date with her, she then had to come on a date with me.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so speed
date. Boom, boom.
It goes one table to the
I've
next table.
I've never really dated.
So then Pete comes up to me out of nowhere, right, and goes, can I have a word with you, mate?
was like, yeah, yeah, sure. And he went, see that girl over there? And I went, yeah, I really like her. And I think she really likes me. He went, not for you. Oh. And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he goes, just trust me, mate, she's not for you.
That's it,
and yeah. I was like, I don't, she, we got along really, really well. And he just kept him wagging his finger in my face. not being like really stern, like a big brother, being like,
Papa Pete knows.
It's like when people go, don't smoke. He's like, yeah. Not for you.
Yeah.
Not for you. And I was like, well, I don't know why. He went, and then I had to watch it back. And this bird is literally sat there being like, yeah, I just had a date, I had a speed date with this guy. He's absolutely not my type at all.
Oh,
and
she that's literally, so
no,
nice.
But she's literally there. Rubbing his leg under the table, being like,
rubbing
I want
to,
yeah, being like, I want to go.
I was making her wet, and that.
She was literally. I've never heard you marry Shaq. I've never heard things come out of a woman's mouth like that before in my life. She was literally like, you want to go back to the hotel with you tonight, and all this
TV?
Shit. And I had no idea. And Pete turned around to her and went, absolutely not. You're the kind of girl I don't want to go anywhere near. Move on.
Well, that's surprising.
Yeah. And that. Hey, but that is the wonderful, wonderful friendship.
And I never left
that you've gone.
That.
Exactly,
Louise. I thought you'd care a bit more about that. That's quite a sweet story.
Oh, I don't like.
Yeah, you didn't
like
give
that.
A shit. No. You didn't even bat an eyelid.
No, yeah, doesn't bat.
We were all waiting for that to end. So,
yes, we were.
So, you said you've never really dated.
No, I've never.
Okay, really so if and obviously what? You're married
don't
now, you're happily married.
It. She gets really cross about that.
I don't talk about my husband.
No, you don't.
All right, fine. Point. So you're happily married now.
I can say he's a wonderful, wonderful.
But you're happily.
He's a great guy.
He's a wonderful man.
So you're happily married now.
Yeah.
You never really dated. So if it had been
married before him,
you was married. All right.
Yeah, because I just like getting married. I've only had, two weddings.
You've only had two weddings.
I just feel like I never really dated. I either just, like, slept with people or married them.
I'm the exact same. Without the marriage, I haven't really dated before either, to be fair.
I haven't really had any long-term relationships except my first husband and my second.
And can I say as well, I mean, not that I'm... Well, I sort of feel like I'm slightly in your marriage because
yes,
I sort of make sure I plonk myself
yep,
right between
I'm the same.
Them. She's a very good wife. She's a very good wife.
So if
I make dinner in suspenders.
Shut up.
Do you? Is that
no, I was going to say.
I was just going to say, is that when the au pair and the cook and everything has a night off?
Actually, I don't have a chef because
you don't
I
have
really
a chef.
Enjoy cooking.
Not every night.
Oh, excellent. I'm pretty sure I've seen you have chefs.
Okay, she does sometimes.
All right, so you do have a chef sometimes.
Yes, but not like a
when
chef.
When are you going to get a chef? She's so much better than you.
Not a chef.
So
the,
much richer.
Not a chef on the payroll. I've got a number.
Tighten up your boot. There you go. Get that tightened up. Right. Onto it.
So if you had been single and you'd have known, how long have you known each other?
6 years.
6 years. Oh, so the same.
7 years. 7 years. Sorry, 7.5 years.
No, okay. Eight. Because eight, the kids are seven and we met
eight
when
years.
We were
about 8 years.
So if you had known Anna.
Yeah.
As the dating guru that she is, back when you were single, would you have listened to Anna and taken her advice? Anna, what advice would you have given Louisa when she was dating? Because this, I cannot fucking wait to hear.
Brilliant question.
I don't need your fucking backup.
Okay.
What advice would I give?
That was a good question.
That is a great question,
see,
Pete.
There you go.
Very good question.
Told me. No, because
I love how she does know what I would say.
I went through a series of dating jobless, sometimes homeless men.
You did have a
type.
Oh,
you had like the tattoo vibe where you were like, I want a broken soul.
For a while. And I was like, hanging
out in
East
London. I'm really thinking about the answer to this question.
Like, it was all very.
You went into rescue mode. You went into like. Yeah,
I want to change you mode.
I just slightly college years.
But I had a lot of responsibility. I feel in my life at quite a young age. I had a kid pretty young. I was 23 when I had my daughter.
Do you know what?
Got married at 22.
This is the advice I would have given you.
And then I got loads of money.
Anna, you're never going
to
get it in.
No, I'm never.
And
gonna,
I
it's
just
fine.
Wanted
sorry,
to
right. knowing
fun.
Yeah, knowing her as well as I know her now. Is Zisman has shouldered a lot. She's a very alpha woman. Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
She's been emotionally burnt in her past. If she was on our Celebs Go Dating Couch, I would have had a massive
not
deep
been
dive.
Emotionally burnt.
You love for situations.
What situations?
We're not going to talk about them now. No. So Louisa has shouldered a lot of, you know, relationship situations, I think.
Love it.
So the advice I would give to Louisa is what she has now is to recognise her self-worth.
Yeah.
And that she's wonderful on her own, but that she also finds
I think I'm great.
You are, but you find the value. No, but she finds the value in an equally deserving partner, and she works very well with her husband as a team.
Fabulous.
And one thing that I know that, well, it makes me cross, I suppose, as her friend, when people do just think, oh, Louisa is married to a massively rich man.
I do get that.
You do get a lot. But I see the relationship and the dynamic between them, and it is such a wonderful, loving dynamic.
You're getting awkward, aren't you?
She never sees me in work mode, in dating work mode, that's
but
why.
Also, funny enough, this might have something to do with another reason why you two are fairly similar, actually. despite the money and everything else.
Sam and Lou.
I know you do.
But Sam's obviously ADHD.
Yeah. So is Louisa.
I've been watching your fingers while she was telling that story. It was fascinating.
Was it?
Go on, Sam.
You do everything I do.
But I feel like, are you medicated for your ADHD?
I don't like the meds.
I feel like if I got diagnosed, I wouldn't want the meds because I feel like I'm so amazing. If I had the meds, I wouldn't be me.
It'd make the interview easier.
I fully understand.
And my life.
You don't want to be medicated because I'm quite happy with who I am.
I didn't like the meds. Because it made me a slightly more like muted version.
So did you take meds, Sam?
Yeah, I did it for about only like 2 days.
What did they give you?
Sam took one and then went never again.
I went from up there to muting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, bearing in mind for anyone listening to this, like you've got to see it through. You can't just like from me.
No,
I panicked day two.
You have to be sensible.
It balances itself out.
The type of job that we all do.
It kind of helps being a little bit,
helps you being a bit like that because... Yeah.
But asking for a friend here, Sam, like what...
is that friend
no.
Louisa?
Yeah. No, but genuinely, what has helped you? Like, how do you manage having ADHD or do you not?
A massive thing about it, I would say probably, is that she's on the beat. She put the beer in the tequila.
She's panicking now, Sam.
The massive thing, I think, is just knowing. Yeah. Knowing what you have, really. And I know that's so boring, but, like, it's genuinely, if I'm having a moment, which I don't know if Louisa does, but I, like, if I'm ever...
She's been
like,
having a moment since she arrived.
Yeah, to be fair. But at least you know what it is, so you're not like, oh, I'm an arsehole. You give yourself a bit of slack.
I don't think I'm an arsehole.
I sometimes feel like I'm an arsehole.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, it's little things. So, for example, if my girlfriend's talking to me and I'm really struggling to focus on what she's saying...
Oh, I just don't listen.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be a good boyfriend, you see. So I basically...
I think this is why my husband and I work so well. Just ignores me.
But to be fair, I know that my missus, I know that like annoys her, for example.
Yeah.
I know
really?
That she's like, I want you to listen to, because she listens to what I'm
bothered.
Saying.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that bothered about whether she listens to me, but for her, it's...
No, it's not that bothered about whether she listens to him because he'll call me and I have to listen to him.
Yeah, exactly. So. I have other avenues. But like, she really
I like the speculation of being undiagnosed but probable.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
I'm like, is it that?
There's no speculation here.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, is she like nuts? Is she hyper? And sometimes though,
you're
I'm
just
really
Louisa.
Quiet and I like being alone.
You're quite introvert as well.
I'm very introvert.
I'm such an introvert.
Aren't I, Pete? Tell her.
But this is probably why, because I know this, because like
I'm an introvert.
You're an introvert. Because you're quite, exactly. Because despite all of the guff, you're protective of Sam, and I know you are, and I'm very protective of her. Like, you know, I am your biggest fan and your biggest supporter always.
I just need to get you some pom-poms.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have to say this, but I'm taking
it's
a shower.
Really hot. What is wrong with this?
No.
I know you're going
to get me. It's time to get naked!
Now it looks like you two are about to go paintballing.
I mean, you want to go, man. Okay, shall we go? Do you like laser tag?
I love laser tag.
Do you like escape rooms?
Wait, oh my god, I'm amazing at them. By the way, I'm really good at escape rooms. I'm great at riddles. I'm very good at riddles.
And
as well.
I'm good physically. Do you want to go to life-size Monopoly with me?
Fuck off! Do they have a life-size
Monopoly? Life-size Monopoly, and you go around the board.
Shut up, the dog.
And it. I want to be the dog.
Okay, fine. I'll be the battleship. Okay. A battleship or car.
And then you go around the board and each thing is an escape room. And I've been trying to get Anna to go with me.
She won't go.
I'll go.
Where is it?
In London, Central London.
Me and Anna are dropping you both off.
Life-size Monopoly.
We're dropping you off.
My husband won't go to these things.
No, Louisa. That's so up my strasa.
Could I also just pitch a separate podcast called The Life of ADHD? We've got two great hosts.
Why are we so hot?
Yeah. Right, should we?
The Life of Neurodiversity, hosted by Sam and Lou.
Oh, that's the right term, yeah.
There it is.
Me and Anna are both...
Feel my crotch.
We'll drop you off.
No, that was weird.
Like a swamp.
Earth just happened there.
I thought we were having banter.
Oh no, we do fondle each other quite a lot.
Oh, the best time. Did you want to feel my crotch? It's very hot.
Just panicked.
Can I take your watch off first?
Does it smell of potatoes?
No, to go back on.
Starchy.
Starchy.
Don't, because the problem we have now is that...
Sam, I smell his cock.
There we go. I knew that was going to happen. I knew it. I was literally about to say, that's exactly... Actually, I always smell
really
that fresh.
It smells nice as well, actually.
Listen, very hygienic.
Don't, you're going to go...
Despite obvious.
Smells good. You've got clean jeans on.
Oh, well, listen, on the plus side, at least all of our fucking cocks and fannies smell nice. So
we don't know that because you didn't smell
Sam. Oh, my God, I've got a question. Yeah, smell mine.
That's...
Smell it. Smell it. Smell the cock. Smell that. Yeah.
That for you. Yep.
Pete, did you ever think you'd do today and smell Sam's penis?
I just bullying. See it going this way.
I've actually got a question. Hands going up.
Yes,
go on.
Louisa, this is for you.
Oh.
Big Brother, because I actually did it as well.
Did you?
Yeah, I did it. It was
I feel like I don't watch anything.
Did you? When did you do that?
Years and years and years
so
ago.
So memorable.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember Sam doing
it. It was about 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it.
Well, it's got to be over.
Years ago.
9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I remember watching bits of your thing.
Yeah.
And now it's obviously coming back.
I know.
Are you going to watch it?
I think I will, just
That's
so I
lie.
Can talk about
There's
it online
no
and potentially get a job.
Right. Okay.
Yes, oh, my God. Lie. We should do a Big Brother podcast together.
They probably are.
A daily review.
They probably are.
Like they
are.
Did on Love Island.
I think they already
we'll
are.
We'll do our own fucking one.
I actually hosted the Love
Island
one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But we'll do the Big Brother one.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I feel like that might be quite a hard listen.
Yeah,
if I'm honest
hey,
with you.
Hey, should we just go on a dog walk?
Yeah, we'll, yeah.
No, we're going to dog walk.
But genuinely, Pete said he would never do it. So Pete's been offered Big Brother before it got cancelled.
He's too aggressive, that's why.
Wow!
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, like, you couldn't trust yourself in that situation.
No, I
you probably hit someone.
Yeah,
that's what happened to me.
That's what, you hit someone?
Well, no, but I threw water over Dappy.
Did you?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
but
was the, there was something was really that was circulating like a little meme the other week of you, and I was thinking, my God, you look different as well. Like, did you have any big eyebrows back then? I don't know what it was. Something, it looked really different.
Like a couple of slugs crawling across the forehead.
It's weird.
You looked lovely. You looked
cool because
no,
my eyebrows
beautiful.
And my tiny
no,
hair.
No, you looked beautiful, but you just
I've
looked
got
different.
A reason.
It is weird though, isn't it? Being it because like in that, and it's a very small environment.
Yeah,
and you can't get
it's
away from anything.
It's very boring.
It's very boring.
It's so boring. And I used to like play the pots and pans, and people didn't really appreciate that. But
he would have loved
I
that.
Had to like do something.
I think probably my worst nightmare would be stuck in a house with you two.
Well, actually, Louisa, a good example of that is we did the circle together, right?
Did and you? I actually watched the circle.
I did. Well, not our one. Pete's on
did you watch that one?
When Pete wants to relax, he'll put on a singlet, he'll get a beer in his
hand, and a calippo.
And he'll stare, Louisa, listen to this, he'll stare at a blank wall for an hour, just in silence. And I had to sit next to him. I had to sit next to him on a sofa.
What?
And every time I would do anything, he'd be like, shut up.
And is that meditation?
No. It's just weird.
This meditation.
You just sit and stare at a wall for an hour.
Sometimes I just need to be in my fields.
In your what?
In your what?
Fields. I just need to be in myself and have a little moment to myself, especially living with you, because you spent the rest of the time fucking nattering on like a fucking banshee. I mean,
cars.
At one point, anything we'd do, they gave him a toy car. Why the fuck would you give him a toy car? Because I'd be cooking his fucking dinner and just be driving it into me legs. You know what I mean? And then they took the doors, they took the fucking doors off the fucking bedroom doors, so he'd be in the bedroom and he'd just pop around, morning, you awake yet? No, I'm still awake.
Sam, my son actually just recently got his birthday box of fidget toys.
I've got some.
Have you got some? Because I could give you some fidget
toys.
They
do the rings. Doesn't match my vibe.
They didn't lock the bathroom door. So every time he'd go for a shit, and he hates all that stuff, I'd knock on the door and be like, can I come in? You going for a poo?
Anna, every time we record, Anna, so my house...
There's a format.
So do you record at your house?
Yeah, we have a studio at my house.
Is that in the West Wing or something?
Pete, you fucking joke. That's why I call it on our podcast Chabneys 2.
Yeah.
It kind of is in the West Wing.
It is the 19th bedroom. That's not even a lie.
Okay.
No, it's in the house and then you walk through.
It's on the East Wing, actually.
Basically.
She's actually...
No, actually, it's West
in
Wing.
A different part of the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we go in there, but it's also in the part of the house that is closer. My parents live with me.
Yeah, they have an interconnecting six-bedroom
house. They have the house that connects to my house, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you not shocked by that? You're in a two up, two down. Is that not mad?
Well, yeah, it's mad, but I know that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that your parents
anyway,
live with it, but I know.
Basically, the nearest toilet to our studio is my in my parents' house, which is just off
on the
kitchen.
On the cusp of our studio.
And
I'm kind of confused. So your parents have a house that's attached to your house?
Yeah. There's like a one door that
Louisa
you can lock.
Louisa lives in a housing estate.
Yeah,
but it's all hers.
Think
of it that way.
Yeah. Think, Sam.
I'll show you a picture of the
Think
back.
Massive mansion with an annex, but a big annex, with an interconnecting corridor, right?
Hellcake.
No, you walk through the pantry.
Cakes.
Cakes. Look, do you want to see? This is the back of the house. And me on my horse.
Oh, my. That's Buckingham Palace.
Look
at me in the tweed.
That is honestly a sixth of the house.
Oh, you're like mega, mega rich.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
like a million.
Basically, can I just say that Anna shits every
every
time
shits.
She comes in to record, she goes, oh,
is that because her toilet's nicer than yours?
She wants a coffee, cappuccino, cow's milk.
The maid is there to get me a coffee.
So she always gets her coffee.
My Monday morning, I feel like I'm winning at life. I go to Champneys 2 every Monday morning.
How close do you live?
20 minutes.
Oh, there's nothing.
Yeah, so I turn
I live 10 minutes from Pete. Anyway, Anna always shits in the toilet. To the point now, sorry, I have to finish the story, where on a Monday morning, my mum or my dad go and light a wax melt in the toilet.
Shut up.
Oh, you can't go
because she goes and she stinks out my parents' house. And she comes in, cappuccino from the housekeeper, Yoo-hoo! Crumpets, and a shit.
It's like, think of like the most wholesome soundtrack as I rock up to the gaff every Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and I come in and there is staff waiting for me with their morning coffee. I like to think they enjoy my morning.
Do they know what your regular is?
Why don't Josie do that?
They know. I walk in, I pop to the lavatory, I use all the nice smellies. She's got some nice Cowshed and Neon products in there.
Oh, lovely.
I have my morning poo. I walk into the studio. But her mum and dad are kind of like my mum and dad. Although your mum did complain the other day when she messaged Louisa.
Is that about the shit?
Yeah. She was like, can you please tell Anna that she's left some debris in my toilet?
No, you didn't use the brush.
She left debris in the toilet and my mum told me, tell Anna
I used the brush, boys. I have personal hygiene. I used the brush. I don't know what your mum was talking about. I apologise.
No one else is chatting there.
You write them a card.
I voice noted her mother and apologised for the debris in the toilet. Yeah.
Debris. Mm. Isn't it called debris?
Yeah, debris. But your mum called it
brilliant.
Debris.
Oh, my mum can't say Prosecco.
No, she can't. Prosecco.
So you left shit flakes in the toilet.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Shit flakes.
All right. So the podcast you do every Monday, yeah?
Yes,
we obviously do ours every Friday. How did your podcast come about?
So in a nutshell, so turns out we live near each other, which we didn't know at the time. Lou had been on Celeb Big Brother. I used to be the psych on Celeb Big Brother. So as I'm sure you boys did as well. What, Sam?
You were the psych on Celeb Big Brother?
Mm-hmm. One of
Wait,
them.
What
on
year
screen.
Did you do it?
No, I was the on-screen.
I was going to say, you haven't told me.
Yeah, no, I was the on-screen.
Wait, what year were you? Because I was part of their presenting team for like 2 years. I did 15 and 16.
People who were on my fucking show. How you guys met?
Yes.
Oh,
so we met.
We were both on Bit of the Side.
So we met on the side. Was the panellist and I was the on-screen psych. And we were both heavily pregnant. We have babies. Her middle child and my eldest were born within weeks of each other. And
are they friends?
Yeah, they love each other.
They adore each other.
Yeah.
But we met heavily pregnant. And the first thing that Zisman ever said to me, and give you context as well, I come from a family of men, of boys, of having the piss taken out of me constantly. I have a high level of tolerance for banter, right?
Thank God.
This is why we get on and our podcast gets on. And she walked in, she had this neat little bump, you know, thing. I looked like a whale boy, to the point that people were literally going, oh, you got twins? No, I haven't. I've just eaten a lot. And she walked into the green room, she saw me sitting on the couch, she went, oh my God, you're massive. And I was like, you're my kind of girl, because she was the one
person. You're massive, when are you due? A couple of weeks. And I went, oh, she went, when are you due? And I was like, tomorrow. I was having contractions on the show and I literally gave birth 30 hours later.
But then it went popped out. But basically, long story short, I then had my son, who was my first baby. Turns out we lived near each other. Louise is a very social butterfly. I then went into an absolute spiral of postnatal depression, didn't want to go out.
She got psychosis, actually.
I did, actually, yeah. She sort of recognised it. Bless her. She's very sociable. She reached out to me a few times going, do you want to hit me up with our babies? I was like, I'd like to, but I can't. And she persevered.
Aww.
Cut a long story short, she then came on my other podcast. Listeners loved it. They loved the dynamic. They loved that we could disagree, but then have a bloody great laugh at the end of it. And therefore, the friendship
we were born.
Was born.
No, and then so I lovely. Said, I really enjoyed doing your podcast.
Oh, yeah, she had postnatal
depression. Because I then had another baby and then was like, oh, I really need to get out. Mm. And so I did your podcast. And then I said, I really enjoyed that. Maybe I'll do like my own podcast, something to do.
They're like, no one wants to listen to just my opinion. I need a sounding board.
Yeah, and also, we don't want guests all the time. It's hard getting guests. Mm. Like, you guys might know that.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And so we were like, let's just do one that's just us. We don't have any guests, ever. Mm. And we did, and it was like, that's it. Luana was born.
And how old are you?
36.
Very personal question.
Sorry, I was just about to say.
Okay, and I'm 42. How old are you?
I'm 42.
You're 20s still. Are you in your 30s yet?
Yes, I'm 31.
Oh, are you?
What are you, like,
35.
Oh, fine.
Am I older than you?
Yeah. You're
the
cougar.
Older woman.
Yeah.
Really?
The reason I asked is you had kids.
I'm going to take that as.
Yeah.
I wanted to have all my kids by the time I was 30.
So you're the fun mum.
Yeah, and like the cool mum.
Yeah.
Took my daughter to Fright Nights last night at Thorpe Park.
Oh, I used to love
Fright.
So you were on The Apprentice at one point, weren't you? Yeah. That was before you went on Celeb Big Brother. I saw you on The Apprentice.
Did you like me?
I did actually. Yeah, you were spicy. I liked it. And like, was it? Don't look at me like that. As in, like,
I've just never heard you use that phrase.
No,
you're
do you know
spicy.
Why? Do you know why?
I liked it.
No, the reason being is a lot of people go on The Apprentice are like very like straight laced.
Yeah,
it's like it's not very entertaining TV. And then you were quite entertaining. I thought.
I think you were the first person on The Apprentice that was. Entertaining because since a lot of people now that go on Apprentice don't really have actually
they
a business model
to
or don't actually
me,
yeah
they
don't
can't.
You were the original.
That is actually I was the original.
You were the original
OG.
Kind of naughty girl on The Apprentice. Now that now a lot of people that go on The Apprentice don't actually have a business model or any interest. They're just reality people that
what was your business
suit.
Model again?
Well, to be honest, genuinely, when I went on The Apprentice, I was running multiple businesses, and I went on and it was, I wanted to launch a business, which I then did end up doing, which was like my own line of baking products because I had a cake shop and I did it anyway. It went bust because I then had too much fun being famous.
Porn Awards.
Porn Awards.
That's your headline. The Porn Awards ruined my business.
So, but I loved The Apprentice. I just loved.
Do you watch it now?
Do you know what? I did watch a bit of this year because actually a girl who I'm very good friends with, Rochelle, was on it, and we've been friends since we were four. Mm. And she,
how'd she do?
She came second, just like me.
Did you?
Yeah, 10 years after me.
Did Alan Sugar like you?
No.
But you came second.
I think he liked me maybe during the process. But what happens then is there's a gap between you filming it and it airing. And so you kind of carry on with your life and then it airs. And obviously it's a 3-month process that it airs on the TV. And a lot came out about me, which I feel like made me might have... That's why I didn't win, maybe.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So, but at
that those lawyers are on retainer.
There is now.
No, that beating.
So I think that I probably could have won it. Had all of the, but I was so, like, without sounding like, oh, it was all about me, I had a lot of press, which I didn't actually expect off doing the back of it. I genuinely did The Apprentice because my husband and I were breaking up and he'd applied 5 times and hadn't got on
it. So you wanted to do it despite him, I love you so much.
So I
that
just
almost is a round
applied
of applause, to be honest,
to spite my ex-husband.
She gets on with
him. And then I get on with him now. I remember saying to him, oh, by the way, I need you to have our daughter because I'm going on The Apprentice next week. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh yeah, I didn't tell you. I'm going on The Apprentice. I just went and did that. Yeah. To
you
get
had a journey though, haven't you? You did that. Then you did Big Brother and then you came out and you sort of were a personality and did some of the hosting stuff for Big Brother. You've done quite a bit, mate.
Yeah.
And obviously, Anna, you're still like...
doing shit.
Mate, you're now, you and Paul, are basically, you're like the TV...
Professors.
Professors. Yeah, like, does it feel
wouldn't
like
be
that?
The word I'd use. Professors.
I'd say you're like the love professors. Like the people that everyone sort of looks up to and listens to. And that's quite
that's
a hard
kind.
Thing to get to because you've got so
that's
many
kind.
People.
Failed with Pete, though.
Yeah, fucking
how's your love
Pete.
Life?
Everyone fails with me.
We haven't failed with you.
Everyone fails with me.
When are you going back on it?
Oh, no, don't.
No. That's me done now.
Is that done?
That's me done.
How many times have you done it? Two or three?
Four.
Sorry, yeah. You've been on it four times.
Yeah. I actually texted him after we've just finished the last series. We've had some good success with Pete. He knows. I did get his name in within the second episode.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We call it doing a Pete Wicks or, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very kind, Sam.
What about me? Where am I? I've done it twice.
Sam, we often refer to both of you.
And how's your love life?
It's good. Yeah. It's 4.5 years deep.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not as Kate, so as your husband. So,
well, no, but you are. So, do you know what I mean?
That's okay.
Basically, Zara is doing what you know people that like rich people do.
As you point towards Louisa and then panic.
No, you're the rich one. So it's fine.
No, it's good. Do you know what? It's really good. I found a girlfriend pretty close after we did Steph's Good Day.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah.
And
so he learned the lessons. He learned
the
teachings.
Yeah.
But some people, I think, are meant to be in relationships, and some people. Just meant to be on their own.
Yeah, no, I know, really, that's a lie. Pete is meant to find somebody.
You will find someone.
He just.
When you're really old and you can't.
First.
Well, I didn't meet my husband till he was 45.
Well, there you go then.
So you've so got another got, 10 minutes.
I keep very quiet. He knows. He knows what he needs to do. In that right, beautiful moment, person, woman.
The
right there. It will be there.
Yeah, I think it's rotten now.
Yeah. But I've already sold to Pete. This is, you know, you've got a place in my home anytime. You know that. Just on that comment about Paul and I, thank you. That's very sweet. And it was a lovely, lovely accident that
Don't
happened,
sit
really.
Like that. Someone that,
I know, I'm trying to cross my legs now.
Don't sit
Listen
like that.
To Anna speak.
No, there's no speaking. It's,
no.
But I've just had a beer, so I'm feeling all nice and chilled and lovely and loving to everybody.
But
he's a great man, as you boys well know.
But and, the whole reason Slips Go Dating does so well is got nothing to do with any of the cars. It's because of you, Tom, Paul and Rob. Like,
thank
without you.
You
four, that's why everyone watches.
Oh, thank you,
the
babe.
Rest of it is just irrelevant.
Do you have any staying relevant advice on me and Pete? Because actually, funny enough, we've spoken about your, you know, how your podcast started.
Yeah.
Ours started because I basically had to convince Pete.
No, that's not true. Our podcast started because we wrote a sitcom that no one wanted.
Actually?
Yeah, we wrote a sitcom. No one wanted it.
Hold on to that.
Oh, we have.
If we hadn't been rejected for that, then the podcast wouldn't have happened.
And now look at it. Do you know what I mean? So everything happens for a reason.
It's
but
like
our
magic.
Podcast is basically us trying and somewhat failing to stay relevant as we get older in an industry that is sort of flying
not us.
Past.
You.
I don't really understand what this podcast is, though.
Neither do we. So, to be honest, we don't either.
I thought we didn't really go anywhere. What have we
but
done?
This is the point,
we haven't done
right?
Anything.
But this is
it?
Why this
what?
Is. You're so clever.
Were we meant to get to something?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But I
this
think,
was it.
But I think this is. But this is the point. Staying relevant.
There is no fucking point.
There's no point.
I feel like I came and got drunk and had a chat.
But that's the whole point. So the whole point of the podcast is Sam's always wanted to be famous and done all that stuff, and he loves that industry and loves all that crap.
It's not wrong.
You don't.
Whereas I have fuck all interest in it. I don't really understand why I do it, but it's because I can't really do anything
that's
else.
That's how
now.
I feel.
However,
no, I do other shit.
However, now that I'm in it, we have to try and make some sort of career out of it.
Yeah.
So what we do is just talk about all the weird shit that we have to do, because everyone thinks it's quite glamorous and all the rest
it's
of it.
Like
it's not. It's a load of fucking
like
bollocks.
Exactly
yeah.
what we
Such
do.
Such a load of shit.
So actually,
isn't
when we get
Such
people on, we have
shit.
Questions mm-hmm. and we have bits and we don't really give a fuck about getting to any point. We would just like to see who you are and what you're about.
Well, I think that's a lie because you really did care about the podcast awards.
We did. Oh, no, livid.
Again.
Absolutely fucking fuming.
Again, one of us cared.
Yeah, I did.
One of us
absolutely.
Got very, very drunk and had a lovely night.
How many votes did the winner get?
No, it's a complete fix. Hate it.
How many, though?
We're
do we know?
We're never going again.
Sam's really angry.
No, it's a total fix.
You need
I completely agree
inquiry,
with you.
Inquiry, Sam.
We are up for that award every year. We never win.
Why
we have nearly a million listeners a month.
We do. And Louisa yeah. and I have decided.
I invited
that we
people
are,
to my house.
No, we are,
if we won,
we are going to create our own podcast awards.
That's what
sponsored
we were saying.
By Luana.
That's what we're going to do.
So last week we had the whole conversation. Sam is going to set up his own podcast.
Yeah, we were going to do the same,
you.
Sam. We were like, we created
we
our own
it?
Tour. Let's create our own podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. And we've
like,
got the financial backing. We can.
You have the financial backing.
Together, we're a power.
Oh, get that trust
God.
Fund on it,
yeah.
Sam.
Fuck we
it.
Don't even need these fuckers,
yeah.
Sam.
We're going to go to Monopoly and we're going
to
start...
To be fair, without you two, we'd probably win the listeners to us.
I mean...
No,
you know what I mean?
That's a controversy.
I think that's probably what it
that.
Is.
You need that ADHD
yeah.
Tourette's
you need,
life.
You need the little bit. So you guys are what...
You'd be very
the,
boring without
right?
us.
Mm. You're the anchors.
Do you know what's amazing?
Anchors.
We completely got this wrong.
I feel like you two are...
hardly spoken.
I mean, Peter's so like
wrong.
Silent.
We got this wrong.
Me and Anna got this so wrong.
We were like,
we've spoken
two.
About you, Sue.
Us two.
So we thought we've me got... and you were quite similar.
I feel like we're quite similar.
This has really thrown me.
We've got this really
we've
wrong.
We've got this wrong.
Well, like,
yeah.
No, I think that we're quite like, you don't seem as, but then I'm like,
like a donkey.
Right, on that note, I think we're fucking done.
We're done.
I don't know what done. To say.
It's so hot in here, isn't it?
Can I just say,
I hope you enjoyed it.
A Luana thought for the day, when you ask about staying relevant, I would say this is absolutely it.
Yeah.
In a time of life where we're all preaching authenticity.
What are you going on about?
Talking shit.
I agree.
Is what we all do.
Yeah.
And may I say, boys and Lou, we seem to do quite well.
Thank you so much for to the listener. I don't know whether this has been the best podcast we've ever done.
I mean, I'm
or
not going to.
The shittest.
That is a massive regret of mine.
I feel that I'm going to ring Paul and ask for a private one-to-one PTSD yeah. therapy session. Yeah.
We might have to get Paul.
Yeah, let's get Paul back in.
I've really enjoyed this.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm either congratulating ourselves or apologising to you. I'm not sure.
Oh, this is definitely an apology.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening and stay with us because we're back to normal next week.
Yeah, make sure you listen to us every Monday when we come out, every Friday. The pigs are off again. Every Friday on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and now Snapchat.
We're on Snapchat.
If you want more of this, go and listen to Luana, the podcast, because it's fucking amazing.
Yes.
We might even have you on.
Would you like to come to Champneys too?
Can I come to your gap?
Yes.
Only if I can shit in her mum's toilet.
You can.
And me and your husband will get alongside.
You just said it's too far for you.
Can we come on your holiday?
No.
Guys.
I'll take you in my camper van, though.
I love camper vans.
I've got an RV. Do you want to see?
I can drive.
Have you got a HGV license?
Okay.
No, you have.
I'll be honest with you. I'm leaving.
Ta-da.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.